Donald Trump Jr. Triggered Book Hits Number 1 on New York Times Bestseller List. By Matthew Boyle on November 13, 2019. The book just out from Donald Trump Jr., the eldest son of President Donald Trump, has hit number 1 on the New York Times Bestseller List. Trump Jr. noted the news about his book triggered in a tweet on Wednesday night, thanking the deplorables to whom he dedicated the book for making it the best-selling book in the country, according to the New York Times. Others congratulated Trump Jr., too, on hitting number 1 on the list. In an appearance last weekend on Breitbart News Sunday ahead of the book's release, Trump Jr. explained why he dedicated the book to the deplorables, the millions of Americans failed 2016 Democrat presidential candidate Hillary Rodham Clinton insulted on her way to losing the election to now President Trump. Through all of the hate, through all of the nonsense, through the Mueller hoax, through $40 million of U.S. taxpayer dollars with 19 Hillary Clinton donors trying to throw us all in jail, not one of those people ever doubted us, Trump Jr., said. You probably heard me say in my stump speech, or if I'm opening up for my father, I'm like, that wasn't a win for us. That wasn't a win for my father. It was nice, but more important, it was a win for those people who never even doubted us for a second. I know they're going to come out hard, they're going to bring their friends, they're going to fight for us. Today is the one more year until 4 more years anniversary. We are exactly 1 year out from Election Day right now. I know those guys are going to be out there fighting, and they're going to make sure we get this thing across the line, and we're going to do it for another 4 years after this year, and we're going to be able to get this country going in the right direction. My father has already started changing that course aggressively with good policies, with action, despite an unprecedented amount of incoming. We're going to keep that going. But we're going to need those guys out there. So if there's anyone who deserves a dedication through all this, through all the name-calling, through all the things they've been called, through all the hatred that those hard-working men and women who want to make sure they can live the American dream for themselves and for their kids, man, if there's someone who deserves a dedication, it's them, and I wanted to make sure that was recognized.